Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic. Hello, everybody. Brought to you by The Day for Milton. May 19th, coming up a couple of months at the Belport Brewing Company in Belport, New York, 14 Station Road. May 19th, Friday, 11 to 2. Come on out. Have a great time. You don't need any money, by the way, to get involved with this. No money. You just come in and bring your dog, bring your puppy, and salute and Milton, the guide dog who was killed last summer at the foundation. So we did a show with, we did two shows actually with Michelle, the owner of the dog, yesterday.
Yeah.
And they will be on locally. The new show we did will be on a week from Thursday. And we're hoping to get the Manhattan show in on for next Wednesday. We'll see how that goes. We'll keep you posted. But two great programs, and the world has to hear what Michelle is going through. The woman who wasn't even allowed to testify at her own trial, as far as I'm concerned, it was part of her trial.
It was part of her trial. Sorry.
The woman who killed Milton being sentenced and all that. The judge didn't even hear from Michelle. How could he pass a sentence?
Oh, no.
So, it's horrible. I spoke
There's
to a lawyer tonight.
That we heard
I invited a lawyer to come tonight to a day for Milton, you know, Baja Monday, and he said it was horrible the way they treated her.
Exactly.
You know, he didn't even know about Milton. I told him about it.
Wow.
James Baja Monday, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662, and looks like he's going to be handling another case for me.
Frank?
But I'm not going to talk about that right now.
We have callers. Just wanted to let you know.
Got to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, the program where you can call in and talk about what you want. Keep it clean. Create your own subject. 213-816-1650. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004, Big East. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and we thank her for all her help. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net, email. And you go to their website, you'll see all the beautiful Akitas they have. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090, Inner Sight. And we want to thank Silo for their support on A Day for Milton and for their up-and-coming pledge for donation. And Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. I want to thank my buddy John, who's going to drive me tomorrow to get my new phone.
Yes, nice.
And I'm excited about that because I'm going to be able to get up on YouTube and do a couple of shows a week on there.
That's great.
That's my plan. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, Kennedy Realty. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Talk to Gary, 631-484-3085. We remember all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. Those are some of the children that have died at a very, very young age. All those who are at the hands of evildoers, we recall. And we ask you to go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. All right, open mic. Brought to you by our friends at Suffolk Bus. And we thank them for being a part of Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate that. All right. You got the Able News around?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, let's get the Able News out.
Yep.
Angela Melody. Able News.
Yeah, get to Able News. Hold up, hold up. Why is it taking so long?
On Inner Sight. Open mic.
Okay, here goes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. My good friend Michelle and Tom, they're deli and Shelby's Kitchen, and you'll see a lot of signs of Milton over there, the guide dog. The number at Shelby's, 631-286-0444. They're in Bellport. What is it, 128 South Road, I think it is.
Yeah, no,
anyway, it's Bellport,
Station.
New York. What?
14 Station Road.
No, that's the brewing company. I'm talking about the deli.
Oh, I don't know where that is. But maybe
they're on
somebody else does.
South Avenue. Here's the phone number, 631-286-0444. Call and check the address or look them up on the internet, shelbyskitchen.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. And
we have calls.
My buddy Fernandez, Devin, you want to learn how to protect yourself, stay in shape, have fun? 631-445-3464, Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. So check him out. And before we go to the phones, I heard tonight on the news that one of the major, well, I guess the news mentioned his name. I could mention it. Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
Got donations from this California bank, was Silicon Valley Bank, that went out of business just days before it went down.
Wow.
They said on the news that Schumer got donations. Now, I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything. But there's so much corruption on the part of these politicians, you know, and you can't help thinking that there's got to be some kind of corrupt factor here involved with the bank going out of business. And another guy got on the news. I can't think of his name. Some wealthy guy who's saying that. A lot of these corporations are not being run in the right way.
A lot of them don't even have anybody helping them anymore because they've gone to other jobs because a lot of people have brought down their salaries, you know, meaning the owners of the businesses brought down their salaries too.
Yeah, we're talking about the big corporations.
Are not,
they don't have the proper person at the helm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So the money gets misused, and who knows if they're catering to their friends or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
Catering to politicians who will promote legislation for their company, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what's going to happen next. You know, a lot of these mm-hmm. people who invested money lost money mm-hmm. in this Silicon Bank situation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we'll be hearing a lot more about this.
Oh, yeah, people are not... I just went down the main street in Farmingdale, and I could count all the businesses that are closed and they have real estate signs on them. It's really sad. It really, really is.
Oh,
sad.
Yeah, well, that's the little guy.
Yeah, they're really getting hit hard.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, because the big corporations are not being run in the
doing
right
way. Well. That's right.
The right way.
Yep.
So we need somebody in there, in the White House,
mm-hmm.
who's going to know what to do.
That's right.
You know. Now, another thing is, if they would stop wasting all this damn money on nursing homes.
Oh, God,
you know,
yeah.
Look at all the help
yeah.
they could get for people. Free up all that money. One of the things that really bothers me is a lot of these programs, they set you up only to find a way to knock you down, to take it back from you.
That's for sure.
All right? That's one of the most horrible things of the way this government operates. You know, I'll give you an example. An agency here gave my landlady permission to raise my rent $200.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I only got barely $100 increase in my check.
Wow.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, this government owes me millions of dollars. Just take the one thing that I've had to go through in over 30 years, being denied a guide dog
mm-hmm.
as a blind person. Having to do it on my own, you know. What is that worth when you're denied the right to have your safety? How do you measure that?
You can't. You really can't. Safety's so precious. Safety's so important. There's nothing measurable
yeah.
about it except that it's very important. You know, it's like somebody pulling out your eyes, you know.
They should make up for it.
They should.
The damn government should step mm-hmm. in and make up for that and make sure we're protected. And they should make these organizations pay people
mm-hmm.
who have been unjustly denied without hearings, without law.
They make a good amount of money. They could pay for at least two dogs the rate they're going for each person, you know?
So as far as I'm concerned, there's many people in this country that shouldn't have any bills to pay because the government
That's
owes
right.
us big-ass time they owe us.
It's true.
All right, Intersight 213-816-1650. Let's take a phone call.
Okay, I'm going to give you some, okay, Anthony, and then I have Lorraine, and then I have I don't know.
All right, let's take a call from Anthony.
Okay.
Brooklyn.
Harriet.
Live on InnerSight. Keep
Hi,
it clean.
Susanna.
Hello.
Yes, I always do.
Hi
Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good.
That's good. So here's what's on my mind tonight. I was browsing through the Internet, and I found some interesting books by John Walsh that haven't gotten attention in years. And the first one is Tears from a Father. It's a paperback book, and you can buy it from Barnes & Noble. You know, you can go in the store and special order it, and they can get it for you through the publisher, or you can probably order it online. I know it's on eBay, at least used copies are, and it's very cheap for a used copy, and the, you know, unused copy is more expensive. But there's some really good books, and I encourage everyone to check it out. The other thing is regarding the banks. President Biden will be working with the companies to ensure that they don't collapse, and they're going to remove the executives of these companies who are failing to run them sometimes perhaps they just don't know what they're doing. They're bad managers. Maybe they're overzealous, too hard up for money, too desperate, and, you know, get caught up in things and tend to think that it's because it's a bank, it will never fail. You know, nothing has an unlimited, you know, inevitable amount of money that, you know, is just going to continue to flourish and flurry forever. You know, money runs out. Everyone and every, you know, entity and every establishment, every business has, you know, their high point and low point in life, and, you know, they have their heyday, and everything, as I always say, has a beginning and has an ending. The other thing is I was very, very disturbed this morning while watching the news. I found out that an autistic boy was called racial epithets and assaulted by teenagers. And I know that, these things can happen. But, you know, it's a shame to see when a disabled person gets picked on and intimidated and taken advantage of. He's very high functioning and, you know, was fully aware of what happened. And I, you know, really encourage all the parents out there to sit down and have a serious talk, or, you know, discipline their child the best way they can, you know, and they
where
know
did
how
that
as
happen?
A parent.
Excuse me, where did that happen?
In Brooklyn, I believe, in a subway station. He was brutally assaulted by several teenagers, and they caught them on camera.
That's crazy,
but
really.
He didn't get badly hurt. They just, like, you know,
thank God.
He had a cut on his lip, and he was okay, and,
well,
you know, maybe in the future for a while.
There should be a cop on every station. There isn't.
Yeah, people have long advocated for that, but they say that it's not possible to, you know, have a police officer everywhere. Yeah. Our mayor is fecal matter, basically, to me, and, you know, he
they don't care about us enough. That's the real answer.
Yeah, he wanted to split up the police department and, you know, make it to where a cop wouldn't have a partner with them at all times, and they would alternate subway cars so they could adequately patrol the subway enough and not have to share the police officers, you know, around to every subway like that. And then he made it to where every police officer is responsible to patrol, you know, the subways instead of having a team of different cops go in there as a task force and do it. I mean, hey, listen, you know, I'm not going to say there's a resolution to everything, but I think this mayor is, you know, what stops up the toilet and makes
why
us
don't
have
they
to
retrain the National Guard to do it? Put a National Guardsman on every subway station.
They only
retrain them.
They only use National Guards in extreme circumstances, and our governor.
Well, I think this is extreme. A kid got assaulted, especially he's disabled.
Well, she does work on public safety issues, but, you know, for the most part,
not
she believes that our police commissioner, Commissioner Sewell, is doing a good job. And not enough for me either, and I'm very disappointed in him, and that's why I voted for Curtis Sliwa. But, you know, if you want to save for New York City, you can always donate to the New York City Police Foundation, and they help provide funding and equipment and, you know, basically provide money to run the police department and money to buy handcuffs and mace and all that type of stuff to help basically eradicate the mice and rats that, you know, try to destroy the character of our neighborhoods.
You donate money to buy handcuffs, that means they can't arrest you.
Well, no, they would still arrest you.
You used those handcuffs on me, I bought them.
Well, then you wouldn't be the type of person to commit criminal activity, you know. You wouldn't be the type of person to evade arrest that they would have to worry about. And you would never be on the chain gang, and you would never need shackles, you know. And you'll
shackles.
Never be singing, you'll never
so
be
lovely.
Singing Jailhouse Rock.
No.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe something with the disabled-friendly philosopher will teach a lesson to kids and how the disabled should be treated, and I think we did something once on disabled etiquette. I don't know if we should do something with him in the Jailhouse Rock. I think that would be kind of boring, but, you know, I'm working on the Friday Night Follies already in my mind, and I'm looking forward to that. And,
all
that
right.
Be pretty
People
exciting
seem to like
weekend.
That show.
Oh, we love it. We love it every week. We're all tuned in.
And if you have a talent, bring your talent, too. It's fun.
And
we
all have
it.
A talent. We're all great at what we do.
That's right.
But, Suzanne, we're so lonely without you. When you leave us, our heart is broken in two.
Oh, thank you.
Our heart bleeds for you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, our Valentine's Day chocolate goes stale because we have no one to give it to when you're not around.
Thank you. Thank you.
So,
all right.
You know,
anything else, Anthony?
No, thank you, Frank. You take care. And have a great night. Remember,
you
guys,
too.
Tune in this Friday to Follies, and we look forward to seeing you. You guys take care. Have a great night. Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I greatly appreciate that Mr. Biden is going to step in and you know, do something about the banks and make sure we're all right. But why the hell doesn't he do something for us, the disabled? You know? I go into my bank, I can't read a damn thing in there.
That's right.
You know, is he gonna include that in fixing it?
I hope so.
You know? I can't read their brochures. I can't read their machines. I can't even read my damn bank card.
Yeah.
You know, you see, they always leave us out.
Mm-hmm.
If he's going to fix it in the right way. Take this opportunity
to fix
everything.
That's right.
You know? And if you really want to help the disabled, do get rid of these damn nursing homes.
Oh, God, yes.
You know? Fire these owners that are insist upon letting people get abused in these nursing homes and do nothing about it. And if you want to call me on it, go ahead. What can they do about it? Get the home health aides in there where they belong to help the person.
That's right.
Why doesn't Biden do that? Why doesn't he write an order like that?
Because he doesn't want to, period.
He doesn't give a damn about those people.
Mm-hmm.
We're always left out. You ever noticed that?
Oh, yes.
There it
Too
is again.
Too blatantly obvious.
213-816-1650. Let's take another call.
Okay.
We have another call.
Yes, Lorraine and Unknown. Who would you want?
All right. Well, Lorraine's on every night. Let's take the
Unknown? Okay.
The other call.
All right. Here it goes.
Inner Sight. Keep it clean. Hello. Hello? All right. Doesn't sound like our caller wants to
speak. Are you talking to me?
Yes, yes.
Are you there? Yes. If you're our caller.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm here. I didn't press 1 to get in the queue. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, all right. Did you want to speak?
Well, not right now. I just wanted to listen in for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Maybe speak a little later.
No problem. Okay.
Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate that.
We do appreciate
All right,
that.
Inner Sight, and let's get Lorraine in here, our special project coordinator, and see what's going on with her. Inner Sight Live, hello.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hello, good evening. How are you both and everyone out there?
Oh, in Never Neverland?
Good.
Pretty good.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
So what's up? How you doing?
Nothing much. Everything is gone, you know, pretty okay. And I spoke to Mike, so he says this, that he's waiting to get his phone and he needs access to the computer in order to send you the email of the song.
And now, this is the guy who wrote the poem from
Yes.
Milton.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. So hopefully you'll send it to me and
You'll have it. Yeah, you'll have it.
I told Michelle about the poem, and she'd like to hear it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. She'll be sending it to you soon. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That sounds awesome.
Right, and then...
That sounds good. We still need someone to invite all these politicians.
I know. And no, nobody has returned a phone call. No one has sent me a text to do anything. Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep, hopefully we'll get somebody to do it. You know? I'm supposed to get my new phone tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're going to see who we can get. There's got to be somebody out there who would help us with it. It's not a big project. You just got to.
It's not.
Call.
Maybe a couple of phone calls. That's it. Send it to their
find out
scheduling
who the,
department.
Scheduling person is and send them an email.
That's all you have to do. Mm-hmm.
So
send them a mail. Send them an email to their department.
We do the best we can with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. In a sight, moving forward. Toward the day for Milton, May 19th in Bellport, 14 Station Road. Stop that breathing in the phone, please.
Sorry. Wasn't realizing.
Put yourself on mute or put the phone away from your face so you don't make that horrible noise.
Mm-hmm.
14 Station Road, Bellport, May 19th, 11 to 2. And it's going to be a great, great time. We're going to be meeting shortly with Michelle and Tom and try to get some people on the phone on set up a program, you know. Michelle doesn't want to have too many people speaking over there, so.
Yeah.
She wants to make it more like a
personal,
a friendly type of thing, you know.
Yeah,
We'll get a better handle on it when we get together on a program.
More like a party or some sort?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like
more
a
like
party
a celebration. Yeah, more like a celebration of his life.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Where everything is all cheery and funny and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she does like the idea of having some music over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, we'll see. See what we're gonna do with that. I gotta go over and see the hall. I gotta see the what kind of PA system they got, you know, and find out what we can come up with.
I mean, then you got a DJ, right?
Huh?
You have a DJ, don't you?
I have a what?
Don't
I can't hear you.
A DJ
that plays music too.
They have a friend who's a DJ, but I don't know if
if they'll be willing to play music.
What they're going to do with that. It's one of the things we have to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I told her it's up to her, whatever she wants. You know.
Mm-hmm. It's her day.
It's her day. It's Milton's day.
Mm-hmm.
So she whatever she wants, we do our best to accommodate her, you know.
Seems like she wants
I was hoping.
I'm sorry.
I was hoping we could get someone to make a replica of her and Milton, you know, like a model, either a sculpture or something, you know, to put up, you know. I ran that idea by Tom. He seemed to like it, but I don't know who would do that. So that's why I was hoping Savannah would come forward, you know, and
I mean,
help
Tiana.
Us. Tiana,
Tiana.
Sorry.
I'm on the phone. Sorry.
What?
It's okay.
All right. Tiana.
Sorry.
I was hoping that she would
Hello?
Volunteer to do that. But anyway, we'll press on and we'll try to see what we can come up with.
Hi. Sorry about that.
What?
Sorry about that.
Sorry about what? What are you doing? What do you want to say?
No, my husband came through and was a little loud, so I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, but when that happens, you got to mute yourself. Get off the air. You don't put that on the air.
I know that.
Well, do it, you know it. You ruin the show like that. All right, In a Sight, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. And open mic, talk about whatever you want. Right here, live. Now, let's see. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show. And we're going to call upon the disabled community tomorrow night to do something that's very unusual. I don't know, you know, if most people will do it or they want to do it, but it would certainly help a lot. So that tomorrow night in our nursing home, the theme is that information given to agencies should not be allowed to be used to put people in nursing homes. It should be confidential. That's the theme. Of course, the title of the show is Turn the Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. So we're going to be calling upon the disabled community tomorrow night to do something that we believe could help. And we'll bring that to you tomorrow night. Thursday night, I don't know, we don't have a subject or we don't have a guest. Anybody got any ideas? Lorraine, what should we talk about Thursday night? Think about it.
I'm thinking.
All right. Give it some thought and...
All right.
Let me know.
All right.
Maybe we'll make a show out of it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Friday night's the funnies around here. We got to think of some really weird, goofy stuff Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, corporation people got to stop spending money on lollipops and pay more attention to what they're doing with people's money. You know, so banks don't go out of business. I mean, you know. A lot of people are going to freak out behind that. You walk into the bank, and they tell you they don't have your money.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it doesn't turn out to be like the old Wild West.
I just thought of something. Mm-hmm.
What?
I thought about a lot of people. When I see visually impaired people or even people with disabilities, they think they can't live a normal life outside of, you know, their disabilities. Like, they're cooking, they can still cook, they dance, they go to different restaurants or plays or just get into different activities. They think we can't do that. But I'm here to tell you that I don't just sit around and not do anything. I still keep going. I mean, I'm on various different type of chat lines, and I DJ on them, and I was a DJ outside, even before I came to InnerSight, and I did a lot of different things. You know, I craft, I used to sketch and everything, and sometimes I even still try to. I write, of course, with a guide that allows me to stick a piece of paper in it, and I fold it over and I write from there, because I used to write poems, poetry. And I still dance. I still work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I take walks sometimes. You know, I take care of my, I watch my grandchildren. They come over. I enjoy them. You know.
Yeah.
I cook sometimes. Yeah, I clean.
What kind of crafts do you do? What do you do?
Well, back in the day, what I used to do, a lot of pottery. I'm thinking about getting back into it. And what I used to do, make baskets. You know, just go out and buy certain things and just, you know, I don't weave them myself, but I would love to learn how to weave a basket, you know. And, you know, I just used to give out. Because let me tell you, there was one time when I did, when my daughter was little, and I didn't see the Easter basket that I wanted, right? This is when I have, you know, full vision. So I went out to these stores, I found the basket, but it was just plain and everything. So I got some paint. And I painted it. I bought the grass. I bought the coloring book, crayons, a budding chocolate bunny. I put everything in there that normally usually stores will not do. So I went to get the cellophane and everything, put the basket right on the top, took it, closed it up, tied it up. And do you know, people saw this basket. I made one for my son, too, and they said, no, you bought that, didn't you? I said, no, I bought the stuff that's in it, but I put it all together. So after doing that, I started making little things for people, you know, giving them out as gifts. So everybody comes to me, did you bought all that? Yeah, I bought the individual items in it.
This pottery, is that the stuff they have to bake in the oven?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the pottery wheel, the pot of clay and everything, the stove and everything. The shellac and
what
all
can
of
you,
that.
What can you make with that? What kind of
I had made a bowl one time with different colors, and I cut out the edges of it on top, and it looked like something like an Indian relic that I did one time years ago.
Can you make an animal?
I don't know. I never tried to make an animal.
I know, but can you? Can you? Well, you know what I'm thinking, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Boy, if you could make a Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Milton was black.
Right.
And Michelle could tell you what he looked like.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Labrador.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Frank. We have pictures.
What? Yeah, of course we got. Yeah, but I don't know if Lorraine can see them.
No, I can't see them. I can't see faces.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I wish I was able to. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you could do that. You never did that before.
I never tried to do animals. I've done bowls, vases, cups, coasters.
Yeah. That's the typical stuff.
Yeah, and I even done things where is with tile before.
But I've seen animals. I don't know if they were pottery though. I've seen, made out of plastic, of course, and some of the metal.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But
by
I don't
the way,
know
we
how.
Have Louis.
Yeah, I don't know how it would work with a pottery, but I don't know. Think about it. Check it out. Maybe you have a book.
Yeah.
And
anything
is
possible.
Is there a book of pottery? Or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Think about it. I don't know.
I'll think about it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. We got Louis the Lip on the line from Long Island. And here he is. Where is he? There he is. Here he is. Where he is? There he is.
Oh, for God's sakes, his phone.
Hey, Louis, what happened?
One second. I can't get him through. Here he is.
What?
Here he is.
Inner Sight.
Louis.
Hello.
Hello, Frankie.
Hey, Lou, how
What's
you
up?
Doing?
What's up? How are you?
All right. I'm good. What'd you
Hello,
do?
Hello, Suzanne.
You having...
Hi, Louis. How are you?
You staying out of trouble?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Nah, Louis never a troublemaker. Not me. No.
Yeah, you don't make any trouble, Louis.
No, I don't.
Hey, Louis, let me ask you a question.
You can talk to me. Go ahead.
You ever chase a girl down the block for a kiss?
In high school.
Maybe.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, what was her name?
I forgot the name. I forgot. I was in high school back in the 70s. In the Berlin High School, I was flirting with ladies in the high school.
And you chased the girl down the block. Did you give her a kiss?
No, she's too shy. She said, I had to go after her. Yeah, and then she went to the telephone booth and hide.
Was she a fast runner?
Yep.
Oh, yeah? You couldn't catch her, huh?
Yeah, I was in high school, and when I go to lunch, I was in high school.
Yeah.
I bring my sandwich with me and my drink.
Oh, and when did that happen? After school?
In the afternoon.
Afternoon. You went outside and you saw her, and she started running?
No, she didn't run too fast, no. She tried
to
tickle me.
You caught up to her, huh?
That lady tickled me to death.
What did you say? Besame mucho?
Yup. Yup, besame mucho, all right.
Besame mucho, all right.
You used to sing that one way back.
Yeah. Friday night, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun Friday night. Hey, you know, when I was a kid, we used to make a telephone.
See? Mm-hmm.
We had two tin cans and a rope.
Yep.
And you connect the tin cans one to the other, and one guy was on the other side of the street, and I was on the other side of the street, and we were talking to each other through the tin cans, and we said it was a telephone. The only thing is, we had trouble hearing each other.
Of course. Anyways,
that was the weirdest telephone. You know, you heard the expression two tin cans and a rope, a string.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Telephone.
I have.
Maybe I'll do a skit about that Friday night. I don't know. Get rid of all telephones and use tin cans. Oh, that's a good way to save money. All right, in sight. Hey, Lou, what about Friday night?
Wait a second. Name this public service announcement. Like father,
right.
Like son. Dun, 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 dun. Like father. Like son.
When do we get the announcement?
That's a commercial for like father and son. They're in the car. They're in the car driving. That commercial about that old commercial public service announcement about a car.
Well, what is that about? Don't drive drunk or what?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's a classic commercial.
Oh.
And like don't cross the street in the middle of the block. That's a classic commercial.
Oh yeah, well, cross at the light.
Walking.
Hey, Suzanne, I'm going back to the milestones of that sponsor about don't cross the street in the middle of the block. I remember that classic commercial.
Sounds good, Lou.
Cross at the green, not in between.
Right. Yeah. That's like jaywalking.
Okay, guys, so look, teacher here, is here. Walk down the corner when the course is clear and wait until the light turn green.
Yeah. Hey, why do they call it jaywalking? You walk straight. That's not a J. That's an I, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless
look
you make
both a ways. We have to stay on the sidewalk when the course is clear, then you cross over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
All right, Louie's going to jaywalk Friday night.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rosanna Dana. On Friday night, be sure you turn on a Friday evening from 8 to 9 on Lori Rivera and Rosanna Dana on the Follicks from 8 to 9 on Block Talk Radio, sponsored by InnerSight. We're going to do the swab. We're going to do Jerry Lewis and Pat Cooper with the swab for the ladies. and tickled for their fancies. All right? And,
well, wait a minute. You're going to tickle the ladies' panties? What? What'd you say?
Tickling their fancies.
Panties.
I don't like said panties.
I thought you said something else. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever.
All right, you'll be
tickle the panty. Tickle the panty,
yeah.
Or tickle the fancy, wherever.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ben.
All right. You'll be here Friday night, right?
Yeah, I spoke to you on the phone. You were talking about that fart machine and all that stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh, you like that? Oh, maybe we'll bring that back. You like that, huh?
Yeah. And, Frank, I called Buffy earlier.
Oh, how's she doing?
Great. Says hello.
Oh, that's good. Tell her to call in Friday night.
I don't know if she's going to do that, but she's a little tied up and busy.
Yeah, you know what? Tell her to get a couple of jokes and call in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to call her Friday. It starts at 8 to 9 o'clock on Friday on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, and tell them, have a couple of jokes to tell.
Yeah, watch out for Buffy. She's cracking her funny bone.
Yeah. Well, that's good for Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
your show's
coming back soon.
What'd you say?
Your show's returned on tonight. Well, it's a repeat. I'll watch something else.
No, Thursday night is still the old show, but next week the new show will.
Oh, okay.
Frank.
Next Thursday
is
the new
Tuesday.
Show. Channel 29:30.
Okay. Hey, Suzanne, I love you very much.
Aw, Louie, that's great. Thank you. I love you, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a lot of laughter on Friday.
You said hello to Lorraine, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lorraine, I'm going to have some fun Friday.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
All right,
you know, I love you all.
Oh, thank
you.
Love you, too. Yes. We love you a lot, too. Yes.
All right. Inner sight. Thanks, Lou.
Give me a hug.
Oh, sorry.
We'll talk with you Friday. All right. Open mic. 213-816-1650 if you're out there. You want to sound off?
The other caller would like to speak.
We got a few minutes left. Let's see. Time check. 8:47, New York. Open mic, inner sight. And we have another caller?
Yes, yeah, same caller from before. We'd like to speak now.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on open mic.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good, good.
Good, good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear.
Yeah,
you.
Coming over. Mic check. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My name is. I'm Wes. I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, hey, Wes. How are you?
First of all, I like to say that that PSA that the other caller mentioned was not anti-drinking. It was anti-smoking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting.
Thank you for that.
Yeah,
I remember
that commercial very. It was basically showed a father and son like painting a fence, fishing, going out doing father son things, and then the father lights up a cigarette.
There you go.
And they're sitting by like a viaduct or a bridge, and that's what that was about. Yeah, no, it was anti-drinking. We had plenty of anti-drinking, anti-drug. This was like this was actually one of the first anti-cigarettes. I worked in advertising for years, so
I remember
that.
Mm, yeah.
Very evidently. And Jaywalker, somebody brought up Jaywalker, why they call it Jaywalker,
right?
Yes. You did? Jaywalker comes from the early 1800s from Jay Driver, from carriage, horse and buggy. Horse and buggy, before cars, you had a horse, pulling your carriage. They refused to obey the rules of the road. Nobody really knows why they associate it with being a jaybird.
Oh,
and,
wow.
How they're obnoxious, right? Mm. Like, and
well,
similar
don't
to magpies, blame the horse. How they just, it's not the horse's fault, it's the driver's fault.
Yeah.
And then it carried over to Walker, and there's a debate if that term originated in New York City or in Kansas City. Because both had both were cities that first introduced laws about driving a horse and buggy.
Do you still do advertising?
So, no, not anymore. No, I know.
You don't do any. You don't,
no,
you don't know anyone who does any streaming, do you, on the web?
I used to. I used to actually work. That's why I'm listening to random blog talk shows. I used to have my own show.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
a couple
years ago. We want to advertise the day for
Milton.
Excuse me.
You want to advertise
the day for Milton. We want to advertise the day for Milton. It's a guide dog that was killed at a guide dog school by a trainer. And we have a day in May 19th coming up. The woman who...
Is that the one you wanted the other caller to... You ask if they can make a statue of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want a sculptor for that, not a potter.
Sculptor, okay.
My aunt actually is a sculptor. She's an artist.
Oh.
So you don't want a potter. Potter makes all their material, other than when they put the handle on later, is all the same shape all the way around. You want a sculptor to be able to sculpt a dog, or any. Or any figure for that point.
All right.
Details.
Thank you for that.
Details,
hey, let me ask you, what would be involved in getting somebody to stream a flyer, you know, with Milton's picture on it, over the internet?
Just somebody that can pull it away.
I wonder
media,
how much.
Right?
Yeah. I wonder how much that would cost.
Well, usually they usually get paid. In my experience, and I still use social media in my business now because I'm a small business owner down in Florida. And usually they get paid by the hit, by how many likes. That's why they're always asking for likes, for comments. Usually,
and
you know, it's anywhere from 5 to 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually pennies that they get paid. So, but you know, it adds up, you know. If it's 10 cents,
yeah.
10 cents a like, they get 1,000 likes. You know, that's it's $100.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the goal of it.
You know anyone
who
recommend if we wanted to talk to them about that?
The only one I know does. The only girl I know that does that it does restaurants.
Mm. Uh huh.
So,
down in Florida.
I don't know if she could do something. Yeah, down in Florida. Yeah. She does local restaurants. So I don't know if she could. And she's done my business, which is not a restaurant, but that's a little different. So.
But she does the streaming like that?
Well, no, she just puts it out on social media. She has a lot of accounts, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. And she just Instagram, just puts it everywhere.
If I give you the InterSight number, would you ask her to call me? I'd like to talk with her.
Yeah, I'll see what she says. Yeah, I have the number, actually. Is it the number I called? Or is it
no, no, that's the radio number. I have to give you the office number.
Yeah.
No, okay. Oh, I didn't know you had an office. That's cool.
Well,
you're
it's
home.
Right here in my house, but,
mm-hmm.
We're a charity. We're not one of those big corporations, unfortunately. But anyway.
No, neither am I.
Yeah. Mm. Could you ask her to call me?
Yeah, certainly.
Can you
take
down the number?
After the call, after reading the call, why don't you go ahead and give me your information? That way it's off the air.
I don't have your number.
Well, I'm saying just she can put me out of the queue. I assume Diane's controlling the queue? Suzanne is controlling the queue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
can you
before
can you
the
take
before
the
yeah, I could put
can
you
give,
can just
can you put
you can
put them in the screening room, take
it,
and give them the InterSight number, please.
Yes, I will.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before
right.
Before
Mm-mm. All right, thank you. Inner Sight, open mic. And we got a couple of minutes left. 213-816-1650. You don't do any sculptures, huh, Lorraine?
No. Mm-mm.
We got to try to find somebody who does it, you know.
You know something?
Yeah, yeah. That would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
All
that,
right.
That.
Mm-hmm. What?
No, I was going to say for Thursday's topic, what I was saying about, what I was speaking to you both about how we live our lives just like anybody else. You know, visually impaired and disabled people who can get around, that we still do things in our lives to make ourselves happy and to keep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could talk about that probably Thursday.
Well, let me think about that.
If you
I
want
have
that.
To come up with a,
mm-hmm.
with a title, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everything that we do sort of has to have an inner sight idea behind
yeah.
it, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, maybe obstacles in our way from trying to live our lives
mm-hmm.
or something, you know?
Yes.
Something like that. Overcome them, you know?
That's what I
But let me think about that.
Mm-hmm.
See if we come up with a... It's not a bad idea for sure.
I don't let
huh?
nothing get in my way. Nope.
Good.
Yep.
That's good.
Thank
I'm,
you.
I'm the same way. I fight them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight. And don't forget, May 19th, the day for Milton at the Brewing Company Hall, Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road, from 11 to 2, May 19th. And look for our program, if you're local here on Long Island, Thursday night, Channel 20, 9:30. Now, Wednesday night, we're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and you can get that in Manhattan on several different channels. 1997 is one. And Verizon Files 35 is another. And RCN 84. Those are the three channels of Manhattan. And you can get it on the internet. 11 o'clock Thursday night is the show. ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org or .com, I should say. ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.com. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. 11 o'clock Thursday night, and you'll see Inner Sight and the story about Milton. And starting next week, we're going to have a new show with Michelle, who was the owner of Milton. So check us out on Inner Sight. Day for
Milton.
Hey,
come back.
Oh. Thank you. Yeah, we're just about ready to go off the air. I thank you and hopefully I can talk to your friend.
Yeah, I'll let her know. I don't know if it's her. You know, she like I said, she normally does businesses. I don't know if doing a cause like this would be her
what,
thing.
What
I, don't
was
know,
your,
I don't know if she'd know how to tackle
what
it.
What was your name? Just give me your first name.
West.
Okay. West.
The direction.
West, right. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I have the phone number, Frank.
Appreciate your call. And I'll give her a call and see what we can work out, you know. We'd
yeah,
be
I'll
happy to
know.
Advertise
I'll
her.
Know, so.
We have almost 120,000.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, she just works from home. Yeah, so it's something she does, you know, on the side. It's
right.
her, you know, her thing. She's a, you know, mother and everything, and a housewife. You know,
yeah.
So.
Oh, that's great.
All right, we're out of time, Wes. Thank you. I want to thank
all
everybody
guys. All right, have a good night.
For listening, good calling.
Night.
Suzanne, co-host. Lorraine, thank you. Inner Sight, be with you
You're
tomorrow
welcome.
Night. Goodbye, world. In a sight.
Good night,
everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Enjoy it. Okay.
You too.